All I can remember is that he was shell-shocked during the war. And I never knew him as Grandad. I knew him as a character that Grandma described, as the old man. And he was often seen about the village. And he only had the use of one arm. The other one hung behind him.
Did he live with your grandma?
No. No, he lived at the Nookin.
Why didn't he live with your grandma?
Well, I don't think they were ever divorced. He just left.
And how come he'd split up with your grandma then?
Well, they weren't happy. And he was cruel.
And what do you put that down to?
I've no idea.
Did you think it was something to do with the First World War?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, so she managed on her own. After the war, I don't think he came back. Whatever happened to him, it turned his brain or whatever. But he used to sit on Mr. Crossland's cart. Crossland's also lived at the Nookin. They were the people that had the horse and cart business. Pots and selling pots and for rags and all, you know, anything that could be sold off a cart. And my granddad used to sit on the cart and ride round with him. And one day he came to my door and knocked at number 4 French Street.
And how old would you be then?
Well, I was 22 when I got married, so I would be about 25. And he just said, "I don't want to cause you any embarrassment. I am your granddad, and I've just come to see that bairn." He meant my daughter. And I said, "Come in." And he didn't come right in. He stayed near the door and threw a handful of coins onto the floor beside Julie. He said, "That's all I've got. I wish there was more, but you're very welcome to it." And then he said, "Thank you for not turning me away." I said, "You're welcome anytime." And he did often come back.
So yeah. Up to that point, you'd never really seen much of him?
No, no.
And he'd found out that you'd had a baby?
How? I don't know how. We didn't get into that conversation. But he did used to call in. When the cart came in, he would get off the cart. My granny, of course, would see him. And I saw our old fella, you know, she'd say something like, "I saw our old fella coming in." And I used to say, "Well, he didn't look very warm, Danny, so I gave him a shirt or I gave him whatever, you know, any old clothes I'd give him, because I did feel sorry for him, you know." I used to say, "Granny, he didn't, whatever he did to you, he didn't do it to me. And I can't say, go away. I can't do that."
And did you talk to him then?
Always.
And what did he talk about?
He didn't talk, only how are you and how are the children. He never talked about himself at all. So this is why my grandma wouldn't talk about him and he wouldn't talk about himself. So he never got to know what happened.
And when you say he lived at the Nookin, what do you mean by that? What kind of premises was it?
I've no idea. I only know that Crosslands had some kind of a flat or at home in the Nookin. And they always used to say he lived round the back. So whether he had a room, a stable or what, I do not know. But that's where he lived.
And do you know how he made his living?
I've no idea. I don't know. Because he couldn't work. So he only had one hand.
And how old was he when he passed away?
I've no idea. I don't know, but I did go to his funeral.
And he was still living at the Nookin when he died, was he?
Yes, far as I know. I know he went into hospital. And, of course, my dad was notified when he died. And we went to the funeral. And there was my dad and his sister, my mum and I.
And did your dad have any reconciliation with him then?
No, my dad didn't want anything to do with him. He spoke to him. He didn't ignore him. But I remember my dad saying, when my dad came out of the forces, he got a job at the brewery, temporary. And my granddad was waiting for him the first Friday. Granddad was outside the gates waiting for him. "I thought we could go for a drink with your first week's wage." And my dad said, "My first week's wage is going where all first week's wages should go, and I don't want to drink with you." So he wouldn't go, you know.